Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Hannah.
Hello. Hi, Hannah.
Yo.
Hi.
Hannah, will you kick Kennedy out?
Yes, Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we'll give you $100. You tie, you lose. Looking at the big board,
right.
Kennedy's got 4,109 wins, 304 losses, and she's now over in that soundproof studio. Hannah, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Today in 1990, the all-time classic mob movie Goodfellas was released. Who played the lead role of Henry Hill?
I've never seen any of these mob movies. I'm going to take a random guess and go Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
JoJo Siwa and her partner Janet Johnson made history as the first same-sex couple to compete on this competition show. What is it?
Dancing with the Stars.
Blake Shelton joked that his dreams were destroyed when Ariana Grande released an album on the same day as him. True or false, both Blake and Ariana are married.
False. Oh, true, sorry. I meant to each other.
Question number four, country star Faith Hill turning 54 today. Who has she been married to since 1996?
Tim McGraw.
Gal Gadot shared a video of her in the Batman mask while also in her full Wonder Woman outfit on a movie set. Batman and Wonder Woman are both part of which team of superheroes that is DC's version of the Avengers?
Oh, no. I don't know their version of Avengers.
Okay. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
If you're old like me, it was on every Saturday morning. One of my all-time favorite cartoons. Annie's like, what are you talking about? Kennedy?
Yeah.
Hannah got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Today, 1990, the all-time classic mob movie Goodfellas was released. Who played the lead role of Henry Hill?
Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta is it. 1-0. JoJo Siwa and her partner, Jenna Johnson, made history as the first same-sex couple to compete on this competition show. What is it?
Dancing with the Stars.
2-1. Blake Shelton joked that his dreams were destroyed when Ariana Grande released an album on the same day as him. True or false, both Blake and Ariana are married.
True.
It is true. Blake is married to Gwen Stefani, and Ariana is married to Dalton Gomez. 3-2, question number 4, country star Faith Hill, 54 years old today. Who's she been married to since 1996?
Tim McGraw.
You like them as a couple, Kennedy?
I just never thought those crazy kids were going to make it.
Yeah.
They got married young.
They're perfect.
Yeah,
together.
You know?
4-3, question number 5, Gal Gadot shared a video of her in a Batman mask while also in her full Wonder Woman outfit on a movie set. Batman and Wonder Woman are both part of which team of superheroes that is DC's version of the Avengers?
Justice League.
Yes, the Justice League.
Is that the cartoon you were talking about when I walked in?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, totally watched it. I had the color forms.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Saturday mornings, you had the Justice League. I used to watch Saturday mornings, Johnny Quest. Showing my age.
It's not one of my favorites.
Johnny Quest?
Nope. Is that the weird one that used human mouths?
No.
No, that was a weird one.
No, Johnny Quest was... No.
And what do you mean used human mouths? I need context. Yeah,
so in other words, there was a cartoon and instead of like, I think it was cheaper, instead of making the mouths move, they literally had a human mouth that was talking.
Oh. Nope.
Huh. I don't remember that one. You watched different cartoons than I did.
That sounds like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
It sounds like a funny YouTube video I would watch.
Johnny Quest looks old.
Because it is.
What are you talking about?
It just looks like an old cartoon.
Oh, yeah. It was black and white, Annie.
At least you could.
And we had to go see a picture show.
And afterwards, we'd all get sarsaparillas.
Debuted in 1964.
Kennedy gets 5. Hannah gets 3. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, Hannah. However, I have some really good news for you. You're going to a concert.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I have a pair of concert tickets for you to see Dierks Bentley at the Xfinity Center this Saturday night. Tickets are available at LiveNation.com. But you're going for free, so you enjoy that show, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm Hannah from Wellesley, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Katie from Cambridge.
Hello.
Hey, Katie, what's up?
Hi, good morning.
Katie just rolled out of bed, apparently.
I love that for
Ready
you.
Ready to play?
Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
Yeah, I am.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions, Katie. You just have to get more right than Kennedy to win the $100. She stepped into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. A reminder, if you tie, that is still a win for Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yes.
Chris Rock apparently has COVID, and he said, and I quote, "Trust me, you don't want this. Get vaccinated." Chris Rock voiced Marty the Zebra in this animated movie about a group of animals who escape from the Central Park Zoo.
Oh, man. It's like a country or a place, right?
Yep.
Dang it. I can't think of it.
And I think we can all agree the penguins steal the movie.
Obviously.
Question number 2. The 19th season premiere of NCIS aired on CBS last night. What does NCIS stand for?
Nautical Crime Investigation Services?
Actor Dave Coulier, turning 62 today. What character is he known for playing?
Uncle Joey on Full House.
Rob Gronkowski says he doesn't watch game film. He just asked Tom Brady who's going to be covering him. What number does Gronk still wear?
Uh-oh. 87?
Tom Hanks travels a post-apocalyptic America with his dog and his new robot in Finch, which hits Apple TV in November. What is the name of Tom's estranged wannabe rapper son who put out the bop White Boy Summer?
I know his son is Colin Hanks. I don't know if he has another one. Is it Colin Hanks?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Katie got 2 out of 5.
All righty.
Yep. These are very difficult. You want to quit now and just let her have the money?
No.
You sure?
It's just really not in the spirit of the game, but go on.
All right. Chris Rock has COVID, and he said, and I quote, "Trust me, you don't want this. Get vaccinated." Chris Rock voiced Marty the Zebra in this animated movie about a group of animals who escape from the Central Park Zoo.
Madagascar.
1-0.
Smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
The 19th season premiere of NCIS aired on CBS last night. What does NCIS stand for?
Naval Criminal Investigation Service.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service. Very close. 1-0. Actor Dave Coulier, turning 62 today. Which character is he best known for playing? Oh, that's a squeaky door.
Sounds like a Bop-It.
The guy on...
my closet.
Didn't it?
It did.
Twisted.
Joey?
Does that count?
The closet took me away. I don't even know what's happening.
I need a more descriptive answer.
Uncle Joey?
There you go. That's awesome. 2-1, question number 4. Rob Gronkowski says he doesn't watch game film. He just asked Tom Brady who's going to be covering him. What number is Gronk still? 87 is the correct answer. Tied at 2. Tom Hanks travels a post-apocalyptic America, Kennedy, with his dog and his new robot in Finch, which hits Apple TV in November. What is the name of Tom's estranged wannabe rapper son who put out the pop White Boy Summer?
That would be Chet Hanks.
That is correct. Nice job. All right. 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win over Katie. Katie, you don't get the cash, but I do have 4 tickets for you to go to the Franklin Park Zoo. Experience Boston Lights as it illuminates Franklin Park Zoo with dazzling lantern displays presented by National Grid. Visit franklinparkzoo.org for tickets so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you so much.
Somebody saying wrong, Joey was not an uncle. Didn't they call him Uncle Joey in the show?
They sure did.
Yeah.
Fight me, bro. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Katie from Cambridge, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Everybody say hello to Lisa from Littleton.
Hello.
Lisa. What's up, Lisa?
Hey, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Hi, Kennedy. Will you please leave the studio?
Hello, and yes, I will. Good luck.
Thanks.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, Lisa. We'll give you $100. If you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is now in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Britney Spears returned to Instagram after celebrating her engagement to Sam with a weekend getaway. Who is Britney's younger, also famous, sister?
Jamie Lynn Spears?
Steve Harvey said he is very happy for his daughter Lori and her boyfriend Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan starred as the villain in Black Panther. Name the villain.
Oh, man. I don't know that one.
Question number 3. Alicia Silverstone shared that she joined Bumble. Alicia Silverstone's most famous role is Cher in Clueless. What is her go-to catchphrase in the movie?
As if.
Adele is now Instagram official with rumored boyfriend Rich Paul. Adele had 4 number one songs. Name 2 of them.
Hello and Rolling in the Deep.
And question number 5, Jennifer Aniston gave her ex, Justin Theroux, a shout out on social media for his work with rescuing dogs down in Texas. Jennifer currently stars on The Morning Show alongside this actress who also played her little sister in Friends. What is her name? I need an answer.
I can picture her, but I can't. The name's not coming to me.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Lisa, I understand you're an engineer and you work with the U.S. Army Corps. Is that right? Corps of Engineers?
That's correct.
Wow.
Well, are you in the military or do you work with them?
No, I'm a civilian.
Oh, well, that's cool. What do you guys do?
Engineer stuff.
I do coastal work, so a lot of coastal storm protection, sea level rise analyses, beach restoration,
type of work.
Wow.
What's it like to be smart?
I was going
to
say.
And listen to our show. It's amazing. All right, Kennedy. Lisa got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Britney Spears returned to Instagram, allegedly. Kennedy's a little suspicious. After celebrating her engagement to Sam with a weekend getaway, who is Britney's younger, also famous sister?
Jamie Lynn.
Tie to 1. Steve Harvey said he is very happy for his daughter Lori and her boyfriend Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan starred as the villain in Black Panther. Name that villain.
Warmonger?
Close, Kennedy. Killmonger. Tie to 1. Question number 3. Alicia Silverstone shared that she has joined Bumble. Alicia Silverstone's most famous role is Cher in Clueless. What is her go-to catchphrase in the movie?
They're like, as if.
Tied to 2.
As if.
Question number 4. Adele is now Instagram official with rumored boyfriend Rich Paul. Adele has had 4 number 1 hits. Give me 2 of them.
Hello and Rolling in the Deep.
Also, Someone Like You and Set Fire to the Rain. Tied at 3, going to the final question. Jennifer Aniston gave her ex Justin Theroux a shout out on social media for his work rescuing dogs down in Texas. Jennifer currently stars on The Morning Show alongside this actress who also played her little sister on Friends. Name her.
Reese Witherspoon.
That is right. Nice job, Jennifer. Those are tough, right?
Those were not easy.
Not easy questions. You both did very well. Lisa, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. You are going to see Chris Stapleton in concert at the Xfinity Center on October 2nd. Tickets on sale at LiveNation.com, but you've got them absolutely free of charge.
Ooh.
Cool.
Lisa?
Are you still there? Did we lose her?
I'm here. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Lisa from Littleton, and unfortunately, I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!